Blackstone Audio presents Presumption of Guilt, a Joe Gunther novel by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1970. Tony Farnham waited until he saw Barry's face in the driver's side mirror before motioning him to back up, looking over his shoulder to make sure the concrete mixer's rear wheels didn't hit the staked wooden form bordering the pour site. Satisfied, he held up both hands to a chorus of squealing brakes and a whoosh of compressed air. Barry swung out of the cab, strolled back, extracting a pack of cigarettes, and threw a wheel chock under one of the back tires with practiced ease. He offered the pack to Farnham, who shook his head.
"Too hot," he said. "And I want to get this load going. Told my old lady I'd take her out tonight."
"Friday night on the town," Barry intoned.
"Summer in the city."
Farnham shook his head.
"Brattleboro? That's a bar town, not a city. They should call it Dodge and have it done with. We're going to Keene."
Barry raised his eyebrows.
"Works for me. You're the Flatlander. Bright lights are like oxygen to you."
"Spare me," Farnham said, removing his hard hat, sweeping his hair back, and refitting the rubber band he used to keep his ponytail in place. He jerked his head toward the gigantic construction site across the driveway from their small warehouse project.
"We probably got 1,500 people working this job. How many of you guess are local woodchucks like you?"
Barry shrugged, not willing to argue. He didn't know it for a fact, but he figured this nuclear plant project was maybe the biggest construction job the state had ever seen. One thing was guaranteed. Brattleboro had lost the majority of its available workforce.